Your job title is Chief Security Officer at Relativity. Mm-hmm. What does that encompass?
So it's different than a normal CISO, was a Chief Information Security Officer. And actually, at that time, Chief Information was really, you wanted to protect data only. A CISO has to protect the data, the product, the physical premises, everything. It's all encompassing. So it's a pretty big job.
And why did Relativity, this is a new post, I understand it. Why did Relativity decide now is the time for that sort of job?
So they had a role, but they expanded it with bringing me on. And it was a kind of a crazy idea that why are we looking at security for the product just as product security? Why don't we look at this as a cybersecurity as well? And so that's my specialty. So we came in and we put together this architecture, which is exhaustive and it's amazing and it's best in breed, everything. But it comes at it from an adversary angle, which is what cyber does. We really look at it as adversaries trying to get in, and we think like bad guys, and we protect against every level that they would come at us. So it's a different way of doing product security. Normally, product security is like OWASP, but it's kind of a little bit more simplistic with that. But this is absolutely layering in a completely different wraparound from cyber.
And this embraces all the data which comes into Relativity's hands as a hosting provider.
It does, and the company, but yes, absolutely, it's all inclusive.
And just talk me through a typical day. What sort of typical range of the subjects that you get into?
Range of subjects. Most of the time it's actually discussing it with clients. So as we move to the cloud, and we've moved to the cloud, the number one thing you have to deal with is trust and security, which is why we have Relativity Trust. And it's absolutely a concern as people get more and more comfortable with the cloud, but they need to feel confident in your security posture. And there's definitely frameworks and governance and compliance controls to show that you adhere to this kind of provision. But then there's the actual discussions you have with people, the human elements that let people know, oh, these people actually are really passionate about security. They're passionate about protecting my data, their data, everything. And that's what I do a lot of times.
So in part, that's a marketing role as well as a technical
role. Feels like it now. And it's, I think the best marketers are the people who are just real and passionate. And that's something I can definitely bring to the table.
And is this something the clients are asking for? Or is it simply something Relativity offers?
Yeah, so clients definitely did market research last year, and they found that first, second, third in their mind was security. It had to be about security. And so they decided, okay, we need to do something pretty dramatic to make sure that our controls are amazing. And they decided to kind of rubber band, slingshot it forward. And we're not just going to do amazing, we're going to do ridiculously awesome, you know? Best in breed for everything. And that's where we're at.
And do you see this as a growing problem? Are you meeting new challenges every month?
I don't know if it's a growing problem. The challenges that come up are because of this integration with cyber and the way that adversaries come at a company and a product are different. And so the challenges that we come across are the integration points between these. So gathering intelligence for something against the company of Relativity, it's pretty easy. We monitor the dark web. We have lots of different intel correlated that we bring in. And that's one aspect of it. But monitoring for the product side of it and for our customers that are using Relativity One, it's different. You have to profile things differently. You know, we're a SaaS provider. That's one area. And protecting that's a one-way kind of mechanism. But we're having to pivot into the profile of the different types of customers that we have in Relativity One. You have a government customer, you have to worry about certain adversaries coming after that are very different that might come after a legal firm. So.
And how big a team have you got to do all this?
Ooh, this is a great question. So we
That's
started.
That's why I'm asking, because I'm interested in the sort of the resource allocation, really.
Yes, it's three main teams. I will start by saying when I first came on, it was about 15, and now we're at 28 in 3 months. So it's very fastly growing. We still have a few more roles that we're filling, but the teams are dispersed between product, cyber, and compliance. And so product obviously secures the product. Cyber is wrapping around to make sure that all of those are dealing with that. And then compliance is kind of our backbone, making sure we provision correctly in our governance. And that those teams all have sub-teams inside of them. I think in cyber, we mentioned earlier, there's an intel team, risk reduction team, insider threat, forensics. This is a pretty big build-out.
And is that geographically dispersed, or are you all in one place?
Well, I'm not in Chicago except for once a week. So it is geographically dispersed in that regard. But the main core of the team is in Chicago in the headquarters. We have plans to expand to our Krakow office in the future. We also have a 24/7 MSSP that's based in the US, but it's 24/7 monitoring for something. So if anyone's sleeping, still have coverage.